This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me bring up some other things too today. For that, I want to ask a question here. Do we believe in UFOs, speaking of science?
Yes.
Do we believe in them?
Yes.
Are they real?
Yes.
They 100%. Are real, Greg, you're 100, saying, yes?
100%.
Bill, if you're screening a call, screen the call, Bill.
No, we're good. We're good.
If you got to screen a call, screen a call. You can jump in the conversation later, but I need, you know, like, was that a call?
Yeah, but then I screened and we're all good.
Well, where are they on the screen? Where they're not on the screen. Why don't I see them?
They hung up on them.
Yeah, they hung up.
They hung up
Who
on
hung
you?
Up?
Yeah.
Or you hung up on them?
It was just odd timing. I don't hang up on callers.
You better be nice to callers.
Of course I am. Why would you try and put that?
He's very
Make
clear.
Sure, if you call the show and Bill's not nice to you, I want to hear about it. 855-839-1210.
Oh, boy.
All right, Greg, do you believe in UFOs?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
You do, really?
I don't believe that there are little green aliens, but I think that there's other life form out there, of course. I mean, we'd be stupid not to think that, right? I mean, like, to think that we're the only people that exist, the only beings that exist, you know, is lunacy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not 100% sure. I think they might be little green men, but I don't know why you got to bring gender into it again. We're trying to, you know, with Mr. Potato Head and whatnot. Did you hear about this pilot? So this American Airlines pilot, right?
Yep.
Was flying, and the audio of this is amazing. He sees a long cylindrical object go by the plane. We have the audio of this, the pilot.
Yep, it's a, like a quick 13-second thing, but you can tell what he's.
All right, go ahead.
In this.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. That I hate to say, this looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing, moving really fast. That went right over the top of us.
The FBI said it was aware that an American Airlines pilot reported a close encounter with a long cylindrical object over New Mexico. You notice how it's always New Mexico?
It's true.
You notice that?
It's a good point. Yes. Yeah, maybe it's because the deserts and, you know, it's, I don't know. But it is. It is always over New Mexico.
That's where Area 51 was, New Mexico, right? Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
It was a flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix, reported seeing the UFO, which almost looked like a cruise missile, on Sunday, while the Airbus A320 was cruising at 406 miles an hour at an altitude of about 37,000 feet. Steve Douglas, an experienced radio interceptor, told the outlets The War Zone that he heard the pilot's bizarre transmission while recording from his multiple scanners. The FBI is aware of the reported incident, spokesman Frank Connor told Fox News in an email Thursday. While our policy is to neither confirm nor deny investigations, the FBI works continuously with our federal, state, local, and tribal partners to share intelligence and protect the public. Anyone who is aware of suspicious or criminal activity should contact their local law enforcement agency or the FBI. Now, in the call, the pilot is heard telling ATC in Albuquerque about the strange sighting. Do you have any targets up here? He says, we just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast over the top of us. On the day of the incident, the drive asked American Airlines to confirm it. Quote, at this time, we do not have any indication the radio transmission was from the flight crew on board American Airlines flight 2292 on February 21st, but when pressed later, the airline provided a different response. Following a debrief with our flight crew and additional information received, we can confirm this radio transmission was from American Airlines flight 2292. All right, so my question is this. Dawn, didn't you report recently about a Harvard professor who said something like he met with aliens or had breakfast with them or something? What was that story recently? Do you remember that?
Yeah, the Harvard professor, yeah. There are a lot of people, even from Harvard University, who believe in aliens. and say they've had nice little visits from aliens. There are some people who believe, by the way, that aliens have been visiting our, you know, Earth for millions of years in the form, and that people back in the day thought they were angels. So there are some people that even believe, like in the Bible, when it says an angel visited, so it was actually an alien. There's that theory too.
Yeah, I mean, all right. So then, if there are aliens, do you think they're waiting till COVID is over before they actually come visit? Or what?
Yeah, because they don't like a mask and they don't want to get sick.
They don't want to wear masks.
We do not wear masks.
But wouldn't they have to wear masks because to deal with the oxygen? Wouldn't they have to? I don't know. I mean, we have to wear masks when we go to Mars, right? Wouldn't they have to wear?
Well, did you see the movie War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise a couple 2005? Remember, that's how they all vanished, because they entered Earth's atmosphere, and that's how they got sick. They weren't wearing masks.
Yes.
See? What I say to aliens is, this is Fauci, wear two masks when you enter our atmosphere and then do it. All right, so Bill, do you believe in aliens? Do the millennials believe? You do.
I think
the truth is out there.
Yeah, I think so. I think a majority of millennials will say yes to other life beings out there.
I mean, it makes for great television and great movies and everything like this. But every time they come, though, what always amazes me, they never want us to know we're here, but yet they always wind up blundering it up, and we kind of know that they're here, so I can't figure that part of it out, you know? If they're so sophisticated and they want to come visit without us really knowing that they're here, how come they're always leaving clues? What's that about?
See?
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
But I love that the one proof of life that the Harvard professor points out, it looks like a big cigar. So I think they like cigars.
Probably they do. I mean, what advanced life form doesn't, right? Here's something else to consider, too, with regards to extraterrestrial life. They say radio signals, you know, never die. They're always out there, right? So, saying right now eventually will be beamed into space, and then millions of years later, some lucky listener will get to hear it, and the Zioli army will grow into an intergalactic battle force. but radio signals never die. So, I mean, every now and then we hear these transmissions too. President Trump created the Space Force. Wouldn't you love to know what is known, what's really known? Because I think the Space Force is a lot more than just simply preparing us to deal with satellites and things like that. In other words, are we getting ready to fight Thanos at some point? Don't you wonder that stuff? Throwing it out there.
Well, this Harvard professor that you mentioned thinks this cigar-like object might be a probe. It's a sign of intelligent life. He believes it's proof, a sign that there's a spacefaring civilization that's probing us.
Interesting. Interesting. It's always New Mexico. Always New Mexico with these things. You know what I mean? Get some comments, some phone calls today. 855-839-1210. By the way, Hadley Anderson on Twitter says that Dawn did a great impression of the aliens saying we do not wear masks. So good job, Dawn, with the impression of that. Want to do it one more time for us?
Thank you. I do not wear masks. Aliens do not wear masks.
You sound like the Coneheads on Saturday Night Live. You know that, right? Just saying.
Back when SNL was funny.
Lori is in Ringo's on the aliens. Yes, Lori, good morning.
Hey, Rich. I'll be the first one to admit that I believe there's alien life out there somewhere. I mean, look at case in point, look at Millennial on your show. You know, he's trying to fit in, but somehow something's just a little off.
Yeah. Yeah. Great observation. Wow. Yes, you're right. There is something off with Bill. You're right.
No.
You might
He's always like a little bit behind, right? Like a second or two. There's like a delay, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Bill,
how do you feel about being called an alien? Like Lori calling you out for possibly being an extraterrestrial. What is that? How does that make you feel?
Well, I can neither confirm nor deny if Lori just blew my cover. But,
see that, Lori?
Yeah, he may feel threatened by that, but I couldn't tell him that when he was screening my call. But I did, you know, out there, like I've been out there, I've been to Joshua Tree National Park. I think that's out in, it's either Southern California. Or you know, there's so many military operations out there. We were out there in the national park, and all of a sudden, coming over a crest out of nowhere, were fighter jets. You know, and when the guy described it, the pilot, as a long cylindrical object, yes, think cruise missile. I think that's what it was. And I got UFO. Doesn't mean alien. It just means they couldn't identify what it was at the time. Sorry.
It's a good point. But you believe in aliens, but you also think this is military stuff. Interesting.
Look, I don't want to say I believe in aliens. I believe that there's the potential for life in other places in the universe. I think it's kind of naive to think. I mean, well, I don't want to sound like I don't have religious beliefs either, but in a way, it's naive to think it didn't all come together in DNA and stuff in other places in the universe.
Lori, thank you. I appreciate the call. Interesting point. Biden has ended everything possible about Trump's administration except the Space Force. Proof enough for me that there must be something else out there. Here's the thing. If all this stuff is real and the government knows it's real, then why not just come out and tell us? Is it the panic thing? Is it the same thing? Is it like, you know, they don't want us to freak out?
It's the panic thing. 100%. And by the way, they only recently even acknowledged that it was happening. You remember, we've had this discussion before. Somebody, like, there was physical proof that there was something else that they showed a video of, and the government was like, we can't explain that. There's definitely something else out there. You know what I mean? So it's just like, this has just been recent that they've even acknowledged that it's even a possibility. So they've been covering it up, I think, for a long time. Not covering it up, but to your point, not wanting to panic the public.
Big Chinchilla wants to know, is Bill taking calls from alien abductions on Coast to Coast with Zioli? Very nice. Excellent. It's just a big news story. I don't know. It's interesting to me that all this is happening in the world. And did I do this segment after doing Rachel Levine on purpose? Yes, I did. 855-839-1210 is the number. Look at that. Huh? You see what I do in radio? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that something? Yes, 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 yes. 855-839-1210. Let's see. Oh, yes. Okay, so now Darth Eskin, who I also think could be an alien. I do. I mean, if anybody on staff would be, wouldn't you think Spike would be an alien?
Well, he could be like a cool, good guy alien like Men in Black.
Yeah.
You could see that. Because the one's
kissing up. A cool alien like on Men in Black.
Yeah,
listen to
they
her.
They were the good guys, like Will Smith was a good guy.
He says, your view on aliens is referred to as the Fermi paradox. It basically means, if there are aliens, where are they? Why have we never seen them? Says a lot of very smart people believe that. Yeah, like, where are they? Kind of a thing. Interesting point. Look, come on. You know as well as I do that if the aliens got here, they'd all go to Florida anyway. So they're probably in Florida. Wouldn't they be in Florida? Why would they be in New Jersey? See, if you come here and you live in Jersey, and there's snow and the taxes and the traffic, Philly, you're going to go to Florida. I mean, but New Mexico, why New Mexico? It's the winters there are terrible, aren't they?
Well, there's
a lot
of desert. They like the desert because it's like the surface of, you know, Mars,
like the
or
surface
something.
Of that. Bob and Ridley. Bob's got a point. Yes, Bob.
Hey, Rich, that UFO thing, those were aliens. The problem was when they got there and saw the sign saying that if you're out of state, it's a 14-day quarantine, they turned it around and went the heck home.
Yeah, I don't blame it. Yeah, good point. They said, I'm not putting up with this, right?
They don't buy into the lockdown.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Very good. Well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.